Jack Mangan. Jack Mangan's Deadpan Pod. Yes, the sound quality is a little bit wonky. Wonky is a word I picked up from Vanamond, by the way. But still sounds like great music. That is actually a live recording via Espy's cell phone of Sly B doing a live mariachi performance. It's actually not on vocals there, just on guitar. So anyway, we're going to do some distracted intro babbling. My baby girl's been sick all week, and I've been checking on her. She's asleep now, and hopefully at the tail end of this thing, but, you know, still coughing more than I'd like. Anyway, let's do some greasy spoon comments.
Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
Then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends. It is only yourself.
As of this moment right now, the recording, we had 500 for the week. 500 exactly. Ed from Texas says, seems generally hard for ZP to do other than rip on just about everything. Vanamon says, only if she gets killed by a moose, ellipsis. Lopan says, glad to for do ya proud, Joe. Star passes the fuck out, star. Used Hair says, CP, call to prayer, dash the mosque outside my office. Drive by, I'm alive and haven't managed to piss anyone off here in Saudi Arabia, so I get to keep my head for today. I have posted some pictures of the journey so far on Facebook. When I get back and have some time, I might call in. Some humorous anecdotes. Used Hair, you absolutely must. We can't wait to hear these stories. That's not the royal we. I'm speaking for everyone. http://www.facebook.com/albums.php?aid=252124%id=6262901299%l=FF188ODB59. And there's another Facebook link, but, yeah. The Energizer Bunny says, the Chinook Arch is quite pretty this morning. Ed from Texas says, sorry, Used Hair, but I'm afraid we're on the wrong side of the world for that sort of thing, smiley face, which I guess is quite ironic, really. Vanamon says, and this was the first of the week, CE, a bowl of honey Cheerios. Right on with a very timely promo. So if you're listening to this episode any other time in the world, in history, other than the week of November 10th, 2010, then you've already missed it. And then on to some content.
You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. We are Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
Oh, and you know what? We should actually get this out of the way right here. This week we finally have that political thing that I'd been hinting at for a long time. Now, it is completely in the spirit of fun. doesn't have a whole lot of respect for its target, but, you know, I don't know that its target is really worthy of respect. But regardless, even if you're a fan of the target, well, if you listen to Deadpan, if you're friends with me, then I think you'll get the humor and the intent behind it. So basically what I am saying is that if you're offended by it, then really the problem is you. However, if you do have a problem with it, don't bother P.G. Holyfield. He performed his role very wonderfully, very well, but, you know, I'm the one who wrote it. So if you have a problem with it, talk to me. So hey, you know, I never actually mentioned this in public. Not many people know this, but I actually used to play D&D, and I used to play in a campaign. I actually played, one of the other players was actually Rush Limbaugh, of all people. And even weirder, you'll never believe this, our DM was actually P.G. Holyfield. And I actually have some recordings of the session, so I'll give you a little flavor of what it was like for me and P.G. Holyfield to play D&D with Rush Limbaugh.
Rush, this is taking place in a fantasy world. The Goblin Horde wouldn't have any idea where Mexico is. They're not from there, and therefore it would be impossible for you to send them back there. Their leader is named Og. Calling him Guapo doesn't insult him or anger him. It just confuses him. Rush, you're playing a lawful good paladin. A lawful good paladin wouldn't string up the wise guy NPC at the tavern and set him on fire just to teach the other vagrants a lesson. His sole purpose in the adventure is to tell you about the monsters and the treasure hoard just outside of town. Yes, I'm sure that some of the tavern patrons do have jobs, Rush.
No, Rush, you know, I'm sure the army of orcs are not liberals. They're just orcs. What? I have no idea if any of the orcs are gay. The thought had probably never crossed E. Gary Gygax's mind. And it doesn't matter at all for this adventure.
Okay, I understand that it matters to you, Rush, but not to anyone else. No, Rush, you didn't roll a 20. You rolled a 7. All of us can see it, no matter how much you yell. I know you can see the 20 on the side there, but the only number on the die that matters for the roll is the one facing directly up. Yes, I know. You just call it as you see it, Rush. You're deliberately seeing the die incorrectly in the manner that would best benefit your purposes. The fact is, you rolled a 7. No, the dice rolling rules were the same for the previous DM and the one before that as well. I have no idea what Barack Obama's armor class is, but he's not here in the Temple of Elemental Evil. In fact, he's not anywhere in this fantasy role-playing world, so you can't swing your sword at him. Do you search for traps or not?
No, Rush. The harpy is not going to put a shirt on, even if its boobs are making you feel uncomfortable. It's not damaging anybody's family values. It's just a damn pewter miniature. No, you can't stuff dollar bills into its G-string. It's not wearing a G-string. And you don't carry paper money. If you really want to imagine it with Hillary Clinton's face, then go right ahead.
No, Rush, nothing shady is going on behind my DM shield. Just the module, some charts, and some dice. No, I promise you, I'm not part of some liberal conspiracy to keep your character from reaching level 5. No, Rush, the songs from the 90s albums are fine, but I'd really prefer to hear your material from the 70s or 80s. Something from moving pictures, perhaps? No, Rush, it doesn't mean that the terrorists win. It just means that you failed your saving throw. You're turned into a toad for a few rounds. Or for the entirety of your real life. No, Rush, I'm not trying to take away your gold pieces or your swords. These are just NPC thieves in the tavern. No, the module doesn't say what color their skin is. Okay, if you insist, I'll find a chart and I'll roll. One of them is white, one is black. Yes, I'm sure you knew it.
No, Rush, those aren't candy. Hey, don't! I think you just ate 2 12-sided dice. What? No, you might get sick, but I don't think eating dice will get you high.
That's right.
You're gonna make me famous.
There we go. Okay. All right, so just repeat after me here. Okay, you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
There you go. That's it. You'll be...
Tuaca. The liqueur of the Roman gods. Tuaca. Christmas in your mouth. Tuaca. The Italian taint juice of the Roman legions. However you describe it, Tuaca has become the liquor of choice for many podcasters and fans, and the focus of room parties and live events at conventions such as Balticon and DragonCon. And now, we have TuacaCon, a virtual convention live on Ustream.tv the evening of Saturday, November 13th. Join us for live readings, music, and live vidcasts from some of the best podcasters in the world, or at least ones that I know. For more information on TuacaCon, please visit the official website at tuacacon.squarespace.com. And the Ustream channel is at ustream.tv/channel/TuacaCon. TuacaCon, Saturday, November 13th. Virtual convention, real debauchery.
No, Rush. Dwarves just grow long beards and work in underground mines. It's what they do. That doesn't make them hippies living in a commune. No, Rush. The ability to cast a fireball is not some kind of evil crime against the Bible. It's just what my wizard character can do. If you'd selected a magic user, you'd also be able to cast fireballs. And hey, I think at later levels, your paladin gets some spells of his own. Now, I'm sure you don't have to use any magic if you find it morally offensive.
Rush, what's this note? Well, sure. Here's the list of spells paladins get to use later on. In case any spells are powerful enough to be morally okay. Okay. You enter the crypt and hear a hissing noise as the room fills with gas. Your NPC dwarf guide and the ferret familiars all pass out. Everyone, make a saving throw. No, Rush, even if you deny the existence of the poison gas, it's still there. You need to roll for it. There is no liberal media in D&D, Rush. Just roll a damn D20. No, it's an ogre, Rush. An ogre. Even when you rearrange the letters to spell gore, it's still just an ogre. It won't put a parental advisory sticker on your pretender CD or raise your taxes or warn you about global climate change. It just swings its club at your head. So you've slain the foul cave troll and found a cavern full of treasure, basically a pool full of gold coins. Your characters can help themselves to as much as they can carry. Just scoop up liberal handfuls. Damn it, Rush. No, by liberal I meant no, it don't have to. Okay, everyone just take as many gold pieces as your character's strength allows. No, Rush, conservative Republican is not a valid alignment type. Rush, there is no conspiracy between the magic user player and me. You just gained enough experience points to raise a level, that's all. You will too once you kill enough bad guys. I can't say for sure how many experience points you get for killing a liberal, because there's no monster manual entry for a liberal. And you claim your character is lawful good, remember? Lawful good means that you don't just go out and attack people just because you don't like them.
No, Rush, it's D&D. There are no handguns. But there are rules and there are rust monsters. Doesn't mean that is trying to take away your guns or your money or your freedom.
No, Rush, they're not looking to get a handout on the backs of decent, hardworking Americans. They're just a random encounter of animated skeletons in the dungeon. No, they're not Obama's fault. They're just there, in the corridor. Actually, it looks like they're really there due to negligence of the previous necromancer. What is this new note you just slipped me, Rush? No, I doubt if any discreet, gay, dark elf hookers are available in this village. Okay. If you insist, I will roll to see if any of the prostitutes in the brothel are elves or men. Okay, Rush, before they try to eat your brains, the zombies pause to tell you that they're big fans and that they listen to your radio show every day. I'm kidding. Just a little joke. Relax.
What are you talking about, Rush? I don't think it's possible for a giant three-headed dragon to declare affiliation as a Democrat, Republican, teabagger, Whig, Tory, or any other political party. Why don't we just fight this thing? Although, you know, now that you mention it, I'm sure that when the three heads disagree, they come to decisions with a Democratic vote. No, you know, we have no idea what its stance is on gays in the military. God damn it, if you ask again, I'm tearing your character sheet into 1,000 scraps of paper.
To a walrus. Skin all gray and wrinkly, teeth long and hanging down, yet how cool your hide would be, skinned and made into a gown. Your tusks I would hollow, a place to hold my mead. Your jowls then would follow, a purse would be fine indeed. Leathery fins for placemats. Oh my, it's the police. Who knew you were a threatened species? Gotta go!
Jack Mangus Deadpan! Podcast!
No, Rush, the ranger doesn't smell a patchouli or live in a VW. He actually has a better THACO than you, and he's another player character in your group trying to get through the dungeon. Wait, Joe Lieberman, now you want to change your gnome's character alignment to match Rush's? Well, his paladin is actually supposed to be lawful good, but he's playing it more as racist blowhard.
Now, Rush, you know, I'm not surprised that you kind of like the gibbering mouther. You both have a lot in common.
Just wait till you encounter the gelatinous cube. Rush, this is a fantasy world. No one here has ever heard of Ronald Reagan, not even your character. No, I don't actually know exactly how much better off Middle Earth would be if he were president there. Again, I don't know that the orcs are liberals, but if you say he'd have taught them a thing or two, then I believe you. Now, do you want to ask the Enchanted Oracle any questions or not? No, it's never heard of Ronald Reagan either.
No, Rush. Equally dividing up the treasure we found in the dungeon is fair. It's not your fellow game players trying to get something for nothing. We all fought and rolled and adventured here, just like you. Yes, even though the cleric took 15 minutes in the bathroom and missed part of a battle, he's still entitled to his equal share. What? No, this is nothing at all like welfare. Not communism either. No, I'm not a socialist. I have no idea what Hillary Clinton has to do with your fourth-level paladin or why you'd bring her up now. Am I a what? I have a what?
Oh, looky here. A giant red, white, and blue dragon swoops in and cooks you with its fire breath. Oh, sorry, Rush, you're dead. Game over for you. What? Saving? Oh, Sure. Go ahead and roll. Oh, too bad. You didn't make it. Still dead. What's that? How many hit points of damage did it do? All of them? No, seriously. Okay. How many hit points does your guide still have? Wow. That's exactly how much I rolled for damage from the dragon's breath. Your hit points are all gone. Nope. Cleric's all out of healing spells. Sorry, your character is now dead. Liberal vultures swoop in and eat your flesh after your unfair ambush. Your lifelong fear come to D&D fruition. Now look! A swarm of gay Mexican dark elves run up with a cleric and get married to your character's dead, bloated paladin body. You don't even want to know what awaits you at the honeymoon suite. Talk about a slippery slope. Now they're taking your share of the treasure and magic items and doling them out to lazy hobbits who just want to sit around all day in their holes and smoke pipe weed. Yes, it is typical, isn't it? Up, them's the breaks. Sorry, you can move on now. The rest of us will keep playing. What? Sure, you can take the Chivas with you. Take Lieberman, too, while you're at it.
Love it. Deadpan is the way.
All right, again, if you were offended by any of that, then I am sorry. That's not an apology. I'm sorry for you. But again, this was not an attack on anyone. Just poking some fun. And certainly not an indictment of conservative or right-ish thoughts in general. Just poking fun at one kind of extremist dickhead. However, if you are of the right bent, or even if you're of the left bent, and you wanted to kind of turn this on its ear and redo the same concept, but poking fun of the idiosyncrasies of prominent members of the left, hey, if it's funny, it's welcome at Deadpan. Well, of course, as long as it's not kind of sick or twisted by, you know, cultural standards. But anyway, I think that is an episode. I had this thing planned specifically to go out on November 11th, 2010, which would be 11-11-10, when you write out the date. But I think it will wait till the next episode. It was actually set to link up with those numbers, but it's going to wait. I'm currently almost entirely, entirely without content. Well, unless, you know, you've sent me something and I've forgotten it and it's sitting in a folder somewhere. But barring that, that likelihood. But barring that, I would love it if you would send me something. And thank you to those of you who did. Thanks again to PG Holyfield, who helped out with this week's D&D Rush Limbaugh skit. Oh, and before I forget, he is running TuwakaCon this upcoming weekend. It's a virtual convention, and I believe he actually has something in mind for that D&D skit. I believe if he has time, there will be some accompanying visuals if he's to run that. So check out TuwakaCon's site for more info, I'm pretty sure. Actually, the best way to do it, find at TuwakaCon at Twitter. And I think that will count as my contribution, because if I had had to come up with something for TuwakaCon specifically, it definitely would have been a Chaka Khan joke. Anyway, enjoy your chilly Novembers everywhere, including Phoenix. I'm not gloating. Got all chilly this week on us. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Oh, and if you do want to send me stuff, I will sing your name in praises and be very happy. The voicemail line is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. And you can email me your recordings as well to sphericaljackm@gmail.com. One last note, you heard nothing in this week's episode about the 9-inch Smurfs project, but it is still in full swing. I'm still working on it personally, and I still welcome your interest and your contributions. If you're not sure what to do, but you want to play, then send me an email, and we'll figure it out. All right, enough of all this. Deadpan is the way again. And good night, Mush, again. Going to close now with some music that I will select right now. Not saying good night, Mush, again. No, that's great, but that's not it.
Named Dog Track. Gee, I wonder what they do for fun there.